I'm going to call this meeting of the House Finance Committee to order. We have a quorum to conduct business. Let the record reflect that the time is currently 7:46 p.m. on Saturday, May 12th, 2018. Present today, we have Representative Ortiz, Representative Pruitt, Representative Kawasaki, Representative Wilson, Co-Chair Seaton, Representative Tilton, Representative Grin, Representative Guttenberg, Representative Thompson, myself, Co-Chair Seaton, Co-Chair Foster. Before we start, if folks could mute their cell phone, today we will continue to address SB 142, which is the capital budget. It's by the Senate rules by request of the governor. And the committee will be stopping the amendment process that we started last night. We will be introducing a CS, a committee substitute, and it is my intent to move this bill today. And at this time, I would ask Co-Chair Seaton if I could have a motion to introduce the CS.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move committee substitute for SB 142 version 30 GH2565/M to be adopted as a House Finance Committee as its working draft.
Object for discussion.
And we have an objection for discussion purposes. I would like to note that we are joined by a number of representatives in the audience here. We've got Speaker of the House Edgman, Representative Knopp, Representative Sadler, and I think that is everybody. So thank you for joining us in the audience today here. And so we have an objection if the yes on this. And with that, I would like to ask my Chief of Staff, Paula Bowl, to come to the table and explain the changes from the end version of the bill to the CS for 142, which is version M, that is before the committee today. And so with that, Mr. LaBolle, if you could put yourself on the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Paul LaBolle, staff to Representative Foster. For members' clarity, I'd like to say that this is a comparison to the previously adopted version N, which means any action taken during the amendment process is wiped clean. So we'll start with section one. In section one, two projects were removed from the N version, the Matlakatla Community Ketchikan Intertie project was removed, and the Prince William Sound acquisition for construction of facilities for the Prince William Sound Science and Technology Institute was removed. On page four, line three, the Port of Anchorage was put in for $20 million. And if it is for the future, if it's non-UGF, I will mention that for the members. On page four, line seven, the Port of Nome was put in for $1.6 million. On page five, line seven, Village Safe Water was adjusted down from $18 million to $16 million. On page 10, line 14, public and community transportation was reduced from $1 million to $500,000. On page 10, line 20, the municipal harbor facility grant projects were reduced by $5 million. On page 11, line 26, University of Alaska deferred maintenance was reduced to $2 million. On page 18, line 20, Sultana New Ventures Healthcare Transformation Project was reduced from $500,000 to $250,000. On page 19, line 7, substance abuse, substance use disorder service expansion was reduced to $12 million, and that is made up of $3 million of general funds and $9 million in OCHI funds. I would note that this is a supplemental appropriation.
Representative Wilson.
So we're on page 19, line 7. $3 million was UGF, correct, and then the $9 million was ATRI funds. And is this a 2018 project? Is that what you're saying? I just want to make sure.
Mr. Chairman, yes, that's correct. All the items in Section 4 and Section 7 are supplementals.
We switched over to the supplementals. I just said on the page number. Thank you so much.
So the next item is in Section 7, and we're on page 23, line 25. And Section 7 is also supplemental appropriations. Medicaid health care, Medicaid services was reduced to $28 million. Or actually, I'm sorry, correction. Medicaid services was put in at $28 million. Which is a reduction from what the amendments were yesterday. In Section 12, a drafting error for the $18 million that we just talked about that was in twice has been removed. It's no longer in the bill, but it was in Section 12, which was Department of Education or Department of Health and Social Services, but that double appropriation has been removed. On page 28, line 24, under fund transfers, $20 million is transferred to the Alaska Marine Highway System. This is a supplemental. And on page 30, line 26, $6 million was appropriated to the Department of Education for pre-kindergarten grants. And on page 30, line 29, right below that, the sum of $20 million was appropriated to the Department of Education for distribution of grants to schools according to the average daily membership for each district. And on page 31, line 2, the sum of $403,400 was appropriated to the Department of Education for education support and administrative services, state support system, and direct crisis response and supporting costs of the fiscal year ending June 30, 2019. I believe that the secretaries have distributed an amendment that gives clarity on that issue.
Mr. Chairman, just real quick.
Representative Wilson.
I just want to make sure that we have it on record. So this is CSESS positions not applicable. So I'm assuming that they're going to use those that they have indeed, and this is helping them to be able to get to communities that are in crisis so they can take care of those items.
Mr. Chairman, that is correct. There are no positions associated with this appropriation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I'd also like to note that we're also joined by Representative Newman. Thanks for being here.
The next item we have is on page 39, line 20. And that is for Department of Transportation Kinnick Arm Crossing Project. It was reduced from $4,500,000 to $2,500,000.
And if I could note, we are in discussion, so that's a reduction of $2 million on that. We may be looking at some adjustments on the floor to possibly move that to a road there, KGB Road, in the area there. So just for members, so that folks know. So with that, Mr. Lebel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next item is also on page 39, and it's line 27. The $8 million for community assistance was reduced from $8 million to $4 million. And on page 41, or sorry, page 40, line 9, for House Districts 1 and 2, the sum of $15,000 was appropriated to Commerce Community Economic Development for grants for volunteering of policing for purchase of gas cards, decals, radios, and safety equipment. And there are conforming amendments in the numbers section and in effective dates.
Thank you. If there are questions, we have both Mr. LeBol as well as Mr. Rob Carpenter available. Do we have any questions regarding the CS? Hearing no questions, is the objection maintained?
I remove my objection, Mr. Chairman.
The objection is removed. Any further objections? Seeing no further objections, the CS for SB 142 version 30-GS2565/M is reported out from the House Finance Committee with individual the CS is adopted. Sorry, let's take a brief of these. Thank you.
Signing die.
So with that, the working draft, Representative Seaton, do you have a? Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the committee substitute for Senate Bill 142, version 30GS2565/M from House Finance Committee with individual recommendations.
Object.
We have an objection, Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I would just say thank you to you and your staff and going through some of these projects much more carefully and making adjustments. I'm closer to supporting it than I was the other day, but I still have concerns that this is still up in $31 million of unrestricted general funds. And also, we have a lot of operating in here, so I just want to make sure the public realizes this is not just capital. However, we are taking care of some issues that we needed to, that this was the only mechanism to be able to do that, and one of those I'm glad we did is Medicaid. But there also is a lot of things that right now I just don't think we can afford to do. But I would hope to in the future, Mr. Chairman, that I know we're used to making budgets that can be utilized up to 5 years, but sometimes when it's slimmer, we might need to start looking at projects and funding maybe a couple years at a time so that we make sure the money's actually going where we want it to. So I really appreciate it, but unfortunately I will still be voting no on this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Wilson, any further comments? I'd like to thank this committee for the work that went into the capital budget. While we may not be in complete agreement, we tried to compromise with members by adopting some of the amendments in the CS that we had before us yesterday. So those have been incorporated into the CS. Ultimately, I think we all want to do what's best for the state of Alaska, and I think that we can all agree that this capital budget will help to maintain our infrastructure while putting Alaskans to work and supporting a healthy Alaskan economy. I would also like to thank my staff, Mr. Paul LeBol, who was working on the capital budget in my office, our support staff, Brody Anderson, as well as Ms. Jane Pearson, who I believe, after some number of years working in the legislature, this will be her last Finance Committee meeting. And so I just wanted to pay special thanks to you for all of your work over these years. I know she is always coming into the office at 6, 7 in the morning and leaving at 9 or 10 at night, and she did it day in, day out throughout throughout session. So I just want to express my gratitude. With that, the objection, I believe, is maintained.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
The objection is maintained. If the Secretary could please call the vote.
Representative Wilson.
No.
Representative Guerra.
Yes.
Representative Gren.
Yes.
Representative Guttenberg.
Yes.
Representative Kawasaki.
Yes.
Representative Ortiz.
Yes.
Representative Pruitt.
No.
Representative Thompson.
Yes.
Representative Tilton.
No.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Representative Seaton.
Yes.
Eight yeas, three nays.
And so on a vote of eight yeas to three nays, CS for HB 142 version 30-GS2565/M with individual recommendations passes. And Co-Chair Seaton, can I have a motion to give Legislative Legal and Legislative Finance the ability to make technical and conforming changes to SB 142?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we give Legislative Finance and Legislative Legal Services the ability to make technical and conforming changes to SB 142.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, without objection, Legislative Finance, Legislative Legal can make technical and conforming changes to SB 142. So with that, is there anything else to come before the committee? Seeing none, thank you, everybody. And we're going to recess this meeting, head down to the floor, and call it good. So we'll be recessed at 8:01 p.m. Thank you.